The structure of our language determines the way we perceive the world. Benjamin Lee Whorf. How languages work. Let's start with these basics. Language is a tool. Linguistics is the analysis of language. Language is a tool for getting thoughts out of our brains and into our mouths and into other brains. How else would we communicate? Sure, you can just let out a yell to warn of danger, or a groan to express pain, strain, or boredom, and a map or a sketch can give a lot of information. But try sketching this. I'll never forget her laugh. Apart from laugh, the elements of this sentence are too abstract for a picture. They are ideas and concepts, expressible only when organized by and into a complex system, language. What? No words? So far, we haven't said a word about words, and we're not defining linguistics as words about words. Why? Because linguistic analysis is not limited to words. Linguistics goes below and above the word. It takes words apart. Hopelessly. Hope. Less. Lee. And examines how the parts go together. Hope. Less. Lee. But not. Less. Hope. Lee. It also looks at how words form groups. He is hopelessly lost. But not, lost is hopelessly he. When a sentence makes sense, its words are linked like pearls on a string. What keeps the words together is a pattern. Many different sets of pearls could be put together on the same piece of string, and many different sets of words can hang together on the same pattern. The study of patterns for sentences is called syntax by linguists and grammar by the rest of the world. Let's go back to our example. He is hopelessly lost. This sentence has the same pattern, we could also say the same model or the same structure, and we will see later that structure especially is a favorite word among linguists, as the following. He is probably lost. She was very cold. They will be somewhat annoyed. Linguists are a lot less interested in words than they are in how words combine with each other and in how bits and pieces combine to make up a word. Color names. The study of color terms has a long history within the anthropological approach to linguistics, but it was transformed by the publication in 1969 of a book by Brent Berlin and Paul Kay called Basic Color Terms. They discovered that each color name has a consistent focus and thus removed variable category boundaries for color names among languages as an obstacle to a theory of semantic universals in this domain. Berlin and Kay claimed these universals take the form of a set of sequentially applicable rules. Rule 1. All languages have terms for black and white. Rule 2. If a language has only three names for colors, the third will be a term for the color red. Rule 3. If the language has only four names for colors, the fourth will be a term for green or yellow. In other words, only in the case of a language more complex than one described by Rule 3 will the distinction appear among red, orange, yellow, or among green, blue, and violet. 10 years after the publication of his original study with Berlin, Kay, working with another partner, concluded that the structure of the color lexicon is a physiologically determined phenomenon, thereby strengthening the claim for semantic universals in this domain.